Show signs today. A survey out shows that most Americans don't carry cash anymore.
I never carry cash.
You never have cash.
That you ask for it on occasion if I owe you money irritates me.
So the fact that I want money when you owe me money makes you mad.
Can we just like get in this day and age and use
I
a different
have
form?
PayPal.
Uh-huh.
It's because I won't give my bank account info to Venmo.
Right? You even know the name of it.
Venmo. Look, my spouse is not in high finance that can help fix things if they get hacked.
Actually,
you know?
I did have my bank account get hacked once and Aaron had it fixed by the end of the day. Not because of Venmo, though.
But I almost always have cash on me. I don't have a ton.
Never.
But I almost always have some cash on me. New survey says only... What?
I just dumped change all over the place because I was trying to show you what cash I have. Anyway, new survey
says... Rachel's got her stripper tips in there. I think that was 47 cents.
I got pesos.
You do have pesos.
From my Mexican trip.
How much is that worth? That's like
200 pesos is like, yeah, close to it's like 18, I think.
Because I had a buddy who just spent like $800 on breakfast. It was like 40 bucks.
Oh, really?
800 pesos, I should say. Excuse me.
It's crazy.
Me.
So anyway, the survey says.
41% of people say they always have cash on them.
41?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, still, the majority of Americans don't. 25% say never.
No, that's me.
Never have cash other than pesos.
Right. Doesn't count if you can't use it here.
But I do fall into this category. When people do have cash, they still only carry around like 25 bucks.
Oh, okay. So do you make sure that you go to the ATM to pull money out so you always have cash on you?
I guess I probably do.
Like, really?
Even if it's just a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Like if I want to go to the vending machine or something. I get weird because of how early we work. If I need something... I can't stop in the morning. Most of the stores are closed.
Right.
So I have a couple bucks in there because if I want to grab a candy bar, if I need a soda or something.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're in here and you're like, oh, God, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
And then all we got is that, you know, fridge over there full of, like, carrots. I don't know who's eating all the carrots. I think it's Eric Zane.
Not me. There is a vending machine downstairs that does not take card, though. And I will tell you, as somebody who never has cash, it's been a pickle for me a couple times.
On occasion when it's this early in the morning.
And I've really wanted something, and they don't accept pesos either, so I'm SOL there.
Right.
That's a lot.
Let me see those pesos.
Here you go. Rachel, I have more.
Rachel does not have a single American dollar, but right now she's got 350.
Yeah.
Wait.
450
pesos.
Is that like 30 bucks?
That's not a bad amount of money.
Right.
Right.
Pesos to dollars.
There we go. To dollar. You're figuring that
$24.
Out. $24. This is like see-through money.
It's a peso.
I know. But you can see through. That's kind of fun.
That's the only cash I have on me. I never do. And you know what? I never go to the bank anymore. I probably haven't set foot in a bank in like 3 years.
Well, it's because your husband's there every day. So you probably don't.
No.
Even if you need
something,
he can do it.
I deposit through my app. I deposit through the website.
I understand that. I'm just
saying. No, he doesn't take care of that stuff.
You don't ever get random checks in the mail you got to cash?
I do, but I do it.
Oh, you do it on the app.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most Americans aren't carrying cash anymore.
Okay.
Even if they do, it's only around 25 bucks.
That's not going to get you far.
Not too far, no.
No.
Not too far.
The vending machine.
Not if you're trying to take Rach to lunch and her BLT salmon sandwich.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? If you carried cash, I bet you wouldn't buy the damn BLT salmon sandwich because you would realize how much you're spending.
I think I would more likely buy it.
Swiping that card and not knowing.
I'm telling you, I check my bank account every day. I think that if I had cash, I'd spend less money.
That's why you're supposed to carry cash. Psychologically, it hurts more. It hurts more. I have money in my hand. I went to the casino yesterday and I put the money in and
Of course you did.
It like hurt for me to put the money in. I'm like, that's real money.
I'll give you my peso. See if those work there.
Hey, it's a casino. They will find any. They'll convert that for you.
Yeah,
we'll convert that. We're going to take it from you.
Right. It's Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM with Ken Evans and Rachel Gray.